Hello listeners, today we have someone who's graduated from MICA in 2009, long before most of you have even heard about MICA. Has been a part of MICA Vani, SCAM, and most importantly, the contingents that has represented MICA. Currently works for Motivator, which is a part of Group M in Delhi, and plays for Pandara Park Football Club. We have with us today Akshay Appu. Hi Appu.
Hi Ashish, how are you?
I'm good.
I'd just like to make a correction.
Yeah.
I'm actually the founder of Pandara Park FC.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it started after I passed out of MICA. So
Pandara Park was founded in 2009.
2009, we started with 3-on-3 games.
Oh.
And we used to use those swings you have in parks. Okay. As goalposts, and we had gotten together a couple of people from Citibank and some other oldies, and then it started growing and more people started passing out of MICA and coming to Delhi. So yeah, now it's open for MICAns. For everyone else, there is a testing period where they have to come regularly for a certain time and all of that before they get added for the regular games.
So Akshay, when we look at you since 2009, okay, everything you've done falls into place with sports. But how did MICA Vani happen?
MICA Vani, generally, I think a couple of friends used to go there and I started going there and started editing stuff. And I think gradually I started liking going there. We started recording some songs also there, then some shows and all of that. So yeah, it just happened. I mean, I don't know how it happened really, but yeah, it just popped up out of somewhere and I kind of liked it and I started doing it regularly.
Amazing. Or can we just call you an enthusiastic kid, because I see that you were also a part of the production team of Sankalp.
Sankalp, yeah, not in the final play, but I used to help out in the plays that happened on campus and all of that. And in fact, there was my batchmate, Shaumit Pal.
Okay.
And a few other batchmates of mine. He had a concept for a short movie which we ended up making on campus itself.
Oh.
A 15-minute movie by the name of Frame.
Okay.
I still have it somewhere on my laptop. Yeah, so we used to do quite a bit of random stuff.
Amazing. So coming back to Pandara Park FC, so how is it different? What is so special about this club? How is it different from the other clubs in the country or the city?
I can tell you what is special about this club. So see, this club has been going on for more than 11 years now. We started in 2009, as soon as I passed out of MICA. And what has been brilliant has been the fact that a lot of MICAns have just come in and felt at home. So even people from your junior batch, Tanveer, for example, he was interning in Delhi. Tanveer is your batch.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh yes, oh, he just passed out. So your batch, Tanveer, he was in Delhi for his internship, and he just gave me a call. And he just came in and everybody like greeted him like he was playing with us for maybe a couple of years and all of that. So there's a lot of camaraderie, and it's not just sports. So a lot of us are very good friends outside of the field as well. So a lot of getting together happens. We sometimes have parties till 3 a.m. and all of that, and in fact a lot of us also run a lot together. So I remember, I think it was the Delhi half marathon, I think 3 years back, where 13 or 14 of our EPFC members ran together.
So there's an afterlife to MICA in Pandara Park FC.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good way to put it, actually. That's a good way to put it, because of course it has a lot of Mycon and trends of Mycon.
Great.
So yeah.
So Appu, you've graduated in 2009, and I think you've come almost every year back home for summer, and you must have seen scammies over all these years. So who is your favorite scammy?
So I've not come back every time for summer. I think this time when we came, that was the third summer we came for.
Okay. And before then, weren't alum
before that, before that, so before that, we were trying to get in a squad for summer, but the dean of Mica, whoever he was at that time, I don't remember the name, they had said that no, you'll not be allowed and all of that. And I think we spoke to SCAM as well, and they were also a little apprehensive in letting us come. I don't know why. But before that, I think you know Sheki from my junior batch, 2010 batch, and you know Manas Masani, who actually was in the founding team for summer.
Yes.
So we used to keep coming back to campus to play once in a while. So in fact, I remember there was a time when Suhail, who was 2012 batch, they were on campus, and I think Manas was also on campus at that time. And Sheki and my batch, people from Sheki's and my batch, we came back just to play a football tournament.
Okay.
PGP1 versus PGP2 versus alumni.
Oh.
Yeah, so we used to keep doing all these random things just to get back and play on campus. But that kind of stopped, I think, for 3-4 years in between, 2013, 14, 15.
Okay.
Something like that. And then, of course, we came for summer. The first summer was a squad of just 12 people.
Oh.
And we were all oldies. And 12 out of those 12, I think 4 have just come there to smoke up. So, and of course, I have a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Not that I grudged them smoking up, because a lot of us were also meeting after a long time, because
this
we work in different
needs
cities and
more
met.
Than ever now.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. But yeah,
that's okay.
We had a lot of fun, and of course we won football.
Amazing.
So that
this
was,
is 2018
that was
summer.
This is 2018 summer, yeah. And we've been trying to get in from 2016.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, finally we got in 2018, and then of course after that you were there for both the times we came. But yeah, essentially it's after passing out Mica, coming back to Mica has always been about sports. Of course, apart from the alumni get-togethers that I've come from before a couple of times. Otherwise, it's always been about sports. And that's what kind of also, you know, kept us together. So specifically in Pandara Park, there are people from my batch. There is Nikhil from 2007 batch. There is Sheki from 2010 batch, then we have Manas from 11, then Suhail and a couple of his batchmates, Chillard. These guys used to come, they are from 2012, then their juniors used to come, and now your batch, Karan Makkad, comes in to play. No, he's your senior.
I'm Karan Makkad is 2019 graduate, yeah.
So Karan comes and plays with us. So it's like, I mean, people, some of my batchmates who don't play that much now are like, how do you know people from every batch? And this is the reason. So yeah, it's been
amazing.
It's been
amazing.
Good.
So I'll take you back to this one instance during your time at Mica where you won goals, if that's how it's pronounced, at Nirma.
Nirma.
Was it? Were you among the top three finishers?
Yeah, we were in the top three finishers on a very bad field. And I don't really remember much of that tournament, except that the field was huge.
Okay.
Like, probably the biggest field I've played on ever.
Oh.
And there was not even a patch of grass anywhere.
Oh, it's still the same.
It was dusty. There was a cricket pitch in between.
And
there was no way you could play in studs. So I had gotten a pair of Woodland shoes, which were flat. but heavy. And I was playing in them. And yeah, a couple of funny incidents also happened during a match. So there was this junior of ours, we call him Prince, Abhay Sen, Shetty's batchmate.
Okay.
And he was one of the substitutes.
Okay.
And of course, because it was a huge field and we were used to playing on a smaller field, we were getting tired a little sooner than the other guys who were used to playing on the bigger field. And Twinkie was supposed to come in as a sub. And whoever was coming out, I think it was me or maybe my batchmate, Yajan, I don't remember exactly. But when we looked at him and asked him to come in, he was just sitting there chilling with his feet up on a chair or a stool, and his shoes were nowhere to be seen. He was like, he was sitting on a beach. And we were like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he just got ready in a couple of minutes and came. I mean, I specifically remember that because, of course, at that time we were a little pissed, but later we had a good laugh about it. So I remember that incident specifically, but otherwise, yeah, I mean, it was a tiring tournament.
Yeah, certainly. I've heard a lot about Shaky through this podcast. Tell us about him. Why is there so much noise about him?
Arre, I love that chap, to be honest. So I'll tell you how I met him. Of course, it was during their orientation and all of that, which is what happens in Nykaa. But at that time, things were a little different from, I think, what happens now. So I was just going into different rooms in Palash just to see people who all are there and all of that. And I went into Shaky's room. The room was empty. And all I could see was Arsenal stuff all around the room.
Oh, Shaky is an Arsenal fan.
Yes.
Oh,
so
amazing.
I could only see Arsenal stuff around the room. And I am a Manchester United fan. And immediately I was like, boss, ye banda to gaya. Isko nahi chhodunga main.
Were these the times of Van Persie and Wayne Rooney's?
So this was 2010, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So, and then...
I was there in the room because I thought I'll wait for this guy. Because I want to see who is. And then he walks in.
Okay.
And I see somebody who's looking like a 15-16 year old kid.
Okay.
With a goatee, like an apology for a goatee, to be honest. And hair that's going everywhere.
Okay.
And he probably must have weighed only 45 kgs at that time.
Okay. Now I'm having a tough time visualizing a physical structure to this description.
I'll send you some of his old photos.
Alright.
And I immediately liked that chap.
Okay.
I looked at it and I was like, "Arey, ye to bachcha hai yaar, bada cute sa hai." Of course, I did not talk to him in that manner at that time.
Okay.
But I think there was an instant bonding which happened. And I think which was both ways because we are still very good friends, and he also took a lot of advantage of this bonding on campus because he used to spread a lot of stupid stories about me.
So for instance, this demands a podcast from Shaky for all the stories.
Yeah, so you can either I can tell you those stories or maybe he can tell you those stories during his podcast.
Okay.
Whatever you prefer, but I'll just tell one, which is the one, I mean, which is a little believable.
Okay.
But there were a couple of others which are not believable, but still people on campus thought that had actually happened.
Okay.
So I usually used to sleep with my door open, room door open. So Shaky, when Shaky used to keep roaming around with the football most of the time. And since I was in scam, stuff had to be returned to me usually.
Okay.
So he just came into the room and he kept the football on my bed and went away. And of course I was sleeping. And next day morning when I enter the mess, people are like, all juniors mostly, are like, "Appu, tu football ke saath sota hai?" So basically it just gone and spread that around that Appu football ke saath so raha hai and all of that. And this is a simpler version and basically he spread wilder stories about me.
But you anyway, slept with and, the football and, with all the choice you had at Mica. Amazing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and other than that, he's a very I think for all the silly things he does, he's also a very sensible chap.
Okay.
And of course he loves sports, he loves football and all of that. And there are a few interesting stories about him, especially the silly things he used to do when Arsenal games used to be screened.
Okay.
So that screening only had one person usually, and that was Shaky. And we used to sit in the common room. And of course, a lot of people used to play pool and snooker at that time because the tables were good and new. And Shaky used to shout at them if they used to talk because he wanted to listen to the commentary. And he was the only person who was actually focusing on the match. The rest was just chilling around in the common room.
Oh.
And if Arsenal used, and if Arsenal used to lose, he used to take a football and probably for half an hour or 45 minutes, he used to just keep hitting it against a ball in frustration.
But we actually miss this, you know, thanks to Hotstar and other streaming platforms. I think watching together in a room or in a classroom is something that the current batches have missed. Although we used to have them.
Fantastic.
Although we used to have them, we hardly used to have people really turn up to the screenings.
Yeah, and I remember, I think it was Euros? No, Euro or World Cup. World Cup, I think,
2010. Yeah.
No, 2008. Shaky came in 2008. So, the Euros.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they had come for their orientation, it was the Euros.
Okay.
And a few of these guys wanted to watch the matches because I think it was the quarterfinal, semi-final and final in that order. These matches were, I think, the matches left. Or maybe the semis and the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And because our batch was ranked properly, the people from our batch did not want them to go and watch the Euro matches.
Okay.
And since I was a scam, I wanted them to watch the match.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter if, you know, you are getting ranked or whatever is happening, you are getting them to, you know,
you can't deny them an opportunity
inside,
to watch
stay inside
match.
Their rooms and all of that.
Huh.
But a Euro happens once in 4 years, so you have to watch the match.
Makes
so
sense.
I remember Arjun, a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who used to be the MCSA president, and I were fighting with the entire batch to get this done.
Okay.
Because a lot of people were against, and of course a lot of people were just enjoying the conversation there. But most of the people who were very vocal about it were against us letting them watch the match because they were like, they'll not recognize us as seniors or whatever, I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, we fought for them. I mean, we then watched the match together, few people from their batch and few people from our batch and all of that. So all that used to be good fun.
Amazing. So I did a little homework and I have the pet names that you have for your footballers around. So I'm gonna say it and I want you to name the footballer and I want you to tell me why that name has come. Who is Rolling Pin?
So there was this guy in Shaky's batch, our junior batch, Neeraj Narayanan. He was quick. My height, decently built, and he had a dimple. He had a dimple and he always used to show off his dimple and, you know, act very cute and all of that. And Neeraj, if you are listening to this, then you know that this is true. And every time, and I don't think there's been a football match where this has not happened, every time we used to play football, Neeraj used to run at full pace. He used to play on the right. He used to run at full pace outside, on the outside itself, and he used to try and score from a very difficult angle. And more often than not, he could not score, but every time, in every match, he always used to run at full speed into the bushes. And a lot of girls used to come and, you know, be like, oh, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? So after a point of time, I started feeling that he was doing this deliberately. So that's why, I mean, the name Rolling Pin, because he used to keep running into the bushes every time we used to play, and at full pace.
Okay, your favorite player would be, again, yeah, this is Shaky, we've spoken about him. So yeah. who's Santi Cazorla?
Oh, Manas Makani, 2011 badge.
Okay, why Santi Cazorla?
Ah, because...
Is the reason as obvious as his appearance?
Appearance is one of the reasons.
Okay.
The second reason is the way he plays in the midfield.
Okay.
I don't know how much of him you've seen in Maika, but I have seen a lot of him in all these years in Delhi and in Pandara Park FC. If he is on song, I don't think even now anybody can take him in that position.
Amazing.
In the midfield. He's brilliant. He can see passes. He combines very well with a lot of players, and he knows where people are going to run. His control is brilliant. He's a brilliant player overall. And I don't know if you know this, but he also used to play for Shakti FC in Delhi, one of the strongest clubs in our younger years. Yeah. He used to play midfield for them when he was, this is before Maika, of course. So, he used to play for Shakti FC. He used to practice in Ambedkar Stadium. And he's just fantastic. His first touch, his shielding of the ball, even though he's short and, he's not as big as a lot of the other guys he might be playing against. Plus, primarily his control and the way he can pick out people, the way he knows where I'm going to run, he knows where Shaky is going to run, and also because we've been playing together for a while, he just knows. So I'll tell you an incident, just to give you an idea of how good he is.
Okay.
There was this a very recent five game we were supposed to play on a turf in Delhi. But we fell one man short because it was raining and somebody did not turn up.
Okay.
So there were four of us in one team, Manas, me and a couple of others, and the other team had five people. And I was playing a little bit on the right, Manas was playing in the middle, I was playing a little bit on the right at the back only. There was one guy with me, Manas was playing in the middle, and one guy was playing farther up. And Manas was controlling most of the game. And we were one man short, but we won by, 21 or 22 goals.
Oh.
In a 1.5 hour game.
Beautiful.
Because he knew exactly what we were going to do. All he was doing was putting the ball in and we were hitting shots. And we were scoring. That's it.
So, who is the long range thumper?
Oh. Yajan. My batch.
Okay.
I'd say that's him, long range thumper, and you could also say Shaky is also a long range thumper.
Okay.
But if you're talking about these two batches, I'd go with Yajan.
Yeah, I've been told it's Yajan.
He's very good with his shots. He's brilliant with his shots.
So,
and he's also very very classy player.
So
I like his game.
So where's Yajan now? Does he play for PPFC or?
No, Yajan is based out of Dubai and he came for summer this time.
Amazing. So we've had
he came
international
for summer.
Representation. Beautiful.
Yeah, a couple of guys came from Dubai this time. Yajan and Achyut Daga. And Yajan also came last time. Yajan in fact plays table tennis, badminton and cricket as well. So he was playing. He played cricket as well this year and last year. He played TT as well this year.
So tell us about the 2018 summer campaign. You guys have come back as a bunch after ages. You're in your home turf, but you're not exactly the home team. And then you go on to win it.
18 was good fun, primarily because we... a lot of us got together after a while and all of us were oldies. I mean, my batch, Shaky's batch, then there was Nikhil, 2007 batch, 2007 pass out. Then there were a couple of others who were from the junior batches, Rafael, Nigel, and Neeraj Mulani. Neeraj Mulani was the youngest, 2016 pass out. Rafael and Nigel, I think, were 2015 and 14 respectively. So yeah, of course, got to meet all of these new people. The others we already knew for a while. So it was good getting together. The only thing was, of course, it was a little weird for us because people 10 years younger to us were roaming around campus and all of that. So a lot of time we did not know what to do.
Okay.
But the entire batch, there was Bakkar there was Monil Kotak and all of these people. So, and Rishi.
Yeah.
Rishi was there.
Rishi is 2018. He should have been there.
Yeah. So, all of these people were very nice. They made us feel at home, especially Monil, because he was the go-to guy for us.
Oh.
Whenever we needed something, we used to call Monil, yaar. Monil, kuch kar de. Also, a few people were very nice, but you might have to edit.
Monil was my room bap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, अच्छा लगा.
Ah, nice.
So yeah, it was very nice. And every time we've had different experiences during summer. So this time, 2018, of course we did not know a lot of people, so we were keeping to ourselves a little bit. Other than when we were out in the field, where we were having a lot of fun. I think I also commentated a little bit on a couple of cricket matches.
Oh, lovely.
And generally had a lot of fun. Pledging people and all of that, though they knew, of course, it was all in good humor. No maaki dhamki and all that,
unlike some recent encounters.
So the next time, although we lost in the finals in football, we had a lot more fun. Though we were still 12-13 people, but there were other people as well who'd come in, new people. Ashish Shukla from 16 batch, Arjun from 16 batch, and a couple of other people who would come in, and a few people from the previous bunch had not come this time. But because we knew Monil, Rishi and all of these people, it was a lot more fun. Because you already knew a certain group, and people were more warmer towards you as well, because they knew you and they used to come up and talk and all of that.
True.
So the overall bonding probably was a lot better in 2019 compared to 2018. And even though we lost football in the finals, but we had a lot of fun. We played basketball, we played volleyball, we played cricket as well. So yeah, a lot of fun. And
I remember watching the volleyball match in 2019 where every part of the body was being used except hands.
We used our legs a lot, no?
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun to watch, yes.
It was good fun. We had a lot of fun then. And this year, of course, it was very different because we had a much larger squad, 32 or 31 people or whatever.
Yes.
And of course, a lot of people we were meeting for the first time, except Amog and Rishi and all of these people when we met them when we had come down in 2018. The first time we had girls coming in and playing their socks off, to be honest, reaching the finals in football, reaching the finals in throwball and all of that. So fantastic stuff by them. But overall, it has been a different experience each time we've come back, especially for people like me and Manas and Sheki, who've been there every time.
True.
Right. So this time I think it was even better because we had a good bunch of people to have a little bit of fun with. There was good team spirit. A lot of people probably played only one sport or two sports, but they were all very happy to be together, and they were all having a lot of fun. And with a lot of them, we are still in touch. So, yeah, I think we probably also formed some friendships.
Great. What is banana loving?
Oh, again, something Sheki must have given you, right?
This has been given by Manas.
Oh, okay, then Sheki must have told Manas or whatever. So, so when we were on campus, there was no gym.
Okay.
In our first year.
Okay.
Right? And I used to work out before I had come to campus. and I wanted to continue that. So we used to find me and a couple of other guys, Arjun, I just spoke about Arjun some time back. So we just used to do some random things like fill up buckets of water and use them for, you know, doing your bicycles and all that shit. And we used to hang on the doors to do chin-ups. We used to do all these random things. And this typically used to be early morning. So I used to wake up at 5. And this was in the first year because I had not gotten corrupted yet. I had not started, you know, sleeping at 3 a.m. after playing badminton for 3 hours and all of that. That had not started yet. Okay. This was early in the first year. And then the mess used to open at 8. And I used to be in the mess exactly at 8 a.m. Okay. every day.
Okay.
For breakfast. And my breakfast used to be, I think, 5 or 6 eggs and a bowl of cornflakes, 6 bananas, and some other stuff as well.
I see the menu hasn't changed much in 10-11
years.
Yeah,
the menu hasn't changed much. So why I used to take 6 bananas was because I used to take them back to my room. I had a 1-liter jug in my room. Okay. And I had a blender. I had a hand blender. And I used to make banana shake and give it to people, and I used to drink it myself as well. So Shaumik Pal, the guy who made that movie, so he used to be very thin.
Okay.
He used to be, matlab, gayab.
Okay.
And he started working out with us.
Okay.
And so I used to make banana shake for him as well. I used to make banana shake for me and all of that. So, I mean, after a point of time, everybody was like, "Sare maximum ke liye to yehi utha ke le jata roj." Because sometimes I used to pick up bananas in the evening as well, at tea time.
He needed it the most.
So yeah, and then that shake used to be made, and this was a process. I mean, this used to happen every day.
Beautiful.
And even in the second year, this used to happen. So that banana shake was pretty much a fixture during the 2 years on campus. So probably that's why.
All right. And was there a lightning in the field when you played football?
Oh, yes. Oh, damn. Oh, yes. That was scary.
Where was this?
This was in the main field.
At Mica?
In Mica.
Okay.
This was in the main field. And I think this was in our second year.
Okay.
And it was raining very, very heavily.
Okay.
And at that time, I don't know how it is right now, but at that time, sometimes the rain did not stop for 4 or 5 days also.
Oh.
Yeah. So the field was flooded and we had not played for, I think, 2 or 3 days or whatever.
Okay.
And we were like, fuck it, we'll go and play. Doesn't matter if the field is flooded.
All right.
And we were playing. We were having whatever kind of a game, because of course the field was flooded, we were falling, slipping. It was not a proper game, but we were having fun. And suddenly there was this bolt of lightning.
And these were the days when the light was, when the field wasn't lit.
Yes,
so
the field
was
wasn't
during
lit.
The day.
This was in the evening.
Okay.
Probably 5:30, and suddenly it had gotten very dark and all of that. I remember the scene exactly.
Okay.
Because phat gayi thi boss. And it was suddenly it had gotten very dark, and we thought, fuck it, we'll continue to play.
Okay.
And there was this bolt of lightning, which all of us thought had hit the field, right?
Whoa. Huh.
In hindsight, it did not, because of course then, I don't know what would have happened, because the field was wet, and I don't know how it would have panned out. But,
true.
I mean, hit the field, and it was suddenly so bright, across that entire area. And after a couple of seconds after that, there was this huge noise of thunder, because of course, I mean, we all just ran away. We left the football in the field and we ran away inside the building, that area which is there, the building, what is that building called, I've forgotten.
The admin block.
Yeah, the admin block. We just ran. We just left the football and we ran. And then nobody wanted to go and pick up the football.
Oh. So the ground was lit way before people think it was lit.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy. And nobody wanted, for the next 10-15 minutes, nobody wanted to go and get the ball. Boss, let it be there. We were scared. We were really scared.
This is an amazing because, story. So, yeah. Appu, what most people know of you is you being a footballer, but you're also somebody who runs, and you're an exceptional cricket player as well. So, and there is something regarding your second year when you made a weaker team and almost won the tournament.
MCL. That was very bad, man. Very bad. So MCL. So there was no MCL in the first year.
Okay.
Right. And this four people from our batch, Rajkaran, Kashan, and a couple of others. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting their names. And if you listen to this, I apologize. Mm. But Sarthak, Rajkaran, Kashan, and Amit. Yes, I've got all the names.
Amazing.
Rajkaran, Kashan, Sarthak, and Amit. These guys just came up with this MCL concept.
Okay.
And first, we were planning to do it within our batch itself. That's it. And what we wanted was most of our batch to play. Mm. So we made teams of 16 people each, squads of 16 people each, irrespective of, you know, whether they've played cricket in the past and all of that and how well they play and that.
Okay.
And we made certain rules that the team will be rotated. All 16 players should get a chance to play,
okay,
irrespective of their skill level. Mm. Then we graded players as A, B, and C, which you guys also do. Just that now you have an auction.
Yeah.
There was no auction then. Mm. We just divided the team into what we felt was three equal things.
Okay.
Called the batch into three equal teams.
Mm.
With players, like, you know, given points for batting and bowling, and, you know, this guy is a good player, an all-rounder, so you should have another all-rounder in the second and the third team, and all of that.
Hmm.
So there were squads of 16 people.
Okay.
And when MCL started, unfortunately, no one in my team was on form.
Okay.
Not even one person. Right? So we lost the first two matches, and what we used to do, and by the way, there was a team from CCC,
okay,
and RCM combined. CCC, RCM, and PGPX. I think these three were combined.
Okay.
And we had three teams from our batch, PGP2, and there were two teams from junior batch,
okay,
GP1. Because they said they cannot make three teams and all of that, we said okay. They made two teams, so there were six teams, and it was a round robin format, round robin or whatever you call it. So basically, every team plays every other team once, and then the top four teams on the table go to the semis and all of that.
Hmm.
So we'd lost our first two matches.
Okay.
And very badly. The first match, I remember, Om from our batch scored a century against us.
Oh, how many overs? Yeah.
20 overs. 20 overs.
Oh, that's big.
Hmm. So MCL used to go on for days because we used to start the match at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And always miss the first class because the first class used to be at 9. The match used to finish at 10:30. So there was no way we were attending the first class.
Huh.
And then, of course, all the players used to go to the next class, mark their attendance, jump out the window, come back and sleep. All of that used to happen. So, 20 over games. So Om, who till that point was not very well known for his batting, he bloody scored a century against us. And we, I think, had to score 195 or 220 overs to win.
Okay.
And I decided to open the batting, and I think I hit a six off the first ball. And total, I think I scored 11 runs or something and then got out.
Okay.
And the rest of the team also folded. The second match also we lost. I don't remember exactly how.
Okay.
And then if we had to get into the semi-finals, we would of course need to win all three matches. That was the situation.
Okay.
Then we had our match against the RCM, CCC, etc., PGPX team.
Okay.
And by that time, I think somebody from my batch or my junior batch, I don't remember who, but whoever said this to me was a very good guy.
Hmm.
Somebody had told me that you should take some time to get settled irrespective of the situation because you can cover up later in the next ball if you are lagging behind in the run rate. I said okay. Mm. And during this match, we were batting first.
Do you remember who gave you this advice?
No, I don't, man. I don't.
Okay.
That's unfortunate, but I don't. But I remember somebody had said this to me. I think it could be Vidya Shankar from my batch.
All right.
Hmm. And we were in the same team as well, I think. But I don't remember exactly.
Cool.
But yeah, whatever. So we started off. I came in at number 5 after I think 8 or 9 overs had been bowled.
Hmm.
And after 15 overs, we were at a score of 110.
Okay.
And since I was playing in a very controlled manner, only hitting the loose balls and all of that, and I had scored 54 runs in 28 balls till then, till the 15th over. And we finished 20 overs at 215 runs.
215? Amazing.
Yes. So the last 5 overs, we hit 105 runs. The last 2 overs, we hit 51 runs. And I finished at 136 from 46 balls.
These are some crazy stats.
Yeah, and I think I had hit some 16 sixes.
Damn.
And last 2 overs were 51 runs and all of that. And the last partnership was also 51 runs, out of which the other guy had not scored a single run. So,
this really calls for all these scoreboards to be archived.
I have these scoreboards.
Yeah?
I have the scoreboards of the first MCL, yes. I have all of them.
I think Scam needs to archive these scoreboards over the years.
And I think there were 3 centuries in the first MCL.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there were 3 centuries. And, no. There was another century when we were playing PGP 1, PGP 2 matches, which is a different story.
Okay.
Because PGP 1, after 5 matches, refused to come out of their rooms to come and play the remaining 2 matches. It was a 7-match series.
And why is that?
Because we had kicked their asses big time. We had already won the series because we had won 4 matches. They had won 1.
Uh-huh.
And we, in our 5 matches, had played 18 players.
Oh.
That was the number of people who could actually play properly in our batch. So, and our batting lineup was right from the top to probably number 8, everybody was a hitter. So anyway, and back to the MCL.
Hmm.
So then we won that match.
Hmm.
The next match was against a junior team. Neeraj Narayanan was the captain.
Okay.
And we, I think, needed 120 or something to win. I don't remember exactly, but I think that is it. I have the scoreboard, I can check. But yeah, I think it was around 120 to win.
Hmm.
And we were 30 for 5.
Okay.
We were 30 for 5. And I was batting and Rohan was there with me. And I told him, boss, kuch bhi ho, out mat hona. We'll see where the game is in the last 5 overs.
Huh.
And then we'll take it from there. But till then, we do not have to get out. There is no way that we are going to get out.
Okay.
And we were just playing very normally. And suddenly, Neeraj made a big mistake.
Okay.
There was this guy from his batch, Ankush Bhati, and he wasn't a very good bowler. I think he was a backup bowler.
Hmm.
He wasn't a very good bowler, and I was on strike, and he gave him the ball.
Hmm.
I would have preferred, if I would have been there, I would have probably given him the ball when Rohan would have been on strike.
Hmm.
Because then you get a chance to, waste 2 or 3 balls and all of that.
Hmm.
And when that happened, I told Rohan, boss, shuru hona
hai.
And I think I hit 4 sixes in that over.
Damn.
And eventually later, but basically then all of that happened, we put up a good partnership and all of that. And eventually I got out. I think I made 63 runs and I got out. And the match went down to the wire. Like we needed 4 runs and there were 2 balls remaining or something like that happened.
Wow.
And Ajinkya from our batch, he hit a boundary.
Beautiful.
And it was crazy. So we won. And then the third match was against Manas Gulati's team. Manas Gulati, you've met.
I should have.
Nah, he's come for summer every time. So I'm sure you must have met. So his team was ahead also won, I think, 2 matches. And whoever would have won would have gone to the semi-final. That was the scenario. No, this was... this. Oh, yes, now I remember. He was not playing, but if we had won, we would have gone to the semi-final because I think they had an inferior run rate and all of that, whatever. And we were playing a junior team. Ashwin George was the captain and we were playing their team. And we bowled them out for 84 runs or 85 runs.
Okay.
Which is very gettable in 20 overs, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very gettable, extremely gettable.
Yeah.
And we were doing extremely well. I think I scored 29 or something and then I got out. I still don't know whether I was out or not because it was a ball down the leg side. And I felt that I had hit it and then it had hit the ground and then the keeper had collected. But whatever, the umpire gave it out. I still don't know whether I was out or not. But anyway, then there was, we needed only 2 runs to win.
Okay.
4 balls, 4 wickets remaining. And 1.1 overs to go.
Okay.
And we lost 4 wickets in 4 balls.
What?
Yes. We lost 4 wickets in 4 balls.
Who was the bowler?
The bowler was... I don't remember who bowled the last ball in the second last over. The last over was being bowled by Sujit Sairam.
Okay.
Who is an okay bowler, but I mean scoring 2 runs should not be a problem. Even if you just stood there, he might have bowled a wide.
True, true.
In fact, I remember somebody also hit a wide and got out. The ball was going wide and the guy edged it. And he took a hat-trick. I mean, that guy took a hat-trick. 2 runs,
crazy,
4 wickets remaining and we lost. We lost the bloody game. And I was like, what the fuck, yaar? So much effort put in. Somehow we get to a position where we can, you know, get into the semi-finals. And by the way, in all of these matches, very few people from the team had contributed. So, if I look at the batting stats, in 5 matches, I had scored 257 runs.
Oh.
And the next on the list, I had scored 50 runs in 5 matches.
Oh, damn. This was...
Right?
This was a train being pulled by one engine.
So I mean, thoda waisa ho gaya tha. Although, I mean, I wouldn't say my teammates were bad. They were all trying. Unfortunately,
yes.
somehow, that MCL, nothing was coming together. Somehow. And we lost the match, and I mean, I didn't know what to say, what to do, and I was sitting there and I was actually crying.
Oh.
I was actually crying because I thought, boss, 2 runs to ban jayenge, aap 4 wicket bache hain. Are you getting it? I mean, from imagine Bayern Munich thinking that they'd won the Champions League in 1999, and Sheringham and Solskjaer scoring in the bloody injury time, maybe final minutes.
Bayern has seen that,
right?
At Chelsea also again, I believe 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So imagine, I mean, you think that it's done. You think you have 4 wickets left, 2 runs to make. Even if they don't do anything, the bowler might bowl a couple of wides and it's over. And we lose 4 wickets in 4 balls.
Quite a painful story.
Crazy. And I was so, my God, and I think that is probably the only time I have cried on a field. Yeah, I don't remember any other instance. I think that was the only time I've cried on a field. And then I was like, what the fuck? I went to my room and I was like, kya ho gaya yaar, ye bakwas. It was crazy. I mean, we'd won it. And eventually, by the way, Ashwin's team only won the tournament.
Oh.
Yeah, they only won the tournament. So... yeah,
crazy.
That's how it went.
So Appu, as we reach the fag end of the podcast,
oh yes, of course,
what do you want to tell the current age of Mica, the players who are at Mica now, or the current generation that Mica has seen?
Yeah, especially after what we saw this summer, I think the only thing I would want to say, or maybe a couple of things, is whatever you do, I mean, sledge opponents, have a lot of fun, there should be a lot of banter, but do not disrespect people. Do not disrespect people.
Fair enough.
Because ultimately, what will end up happening is, summer will not remain the event that it is. Because gradually, if this keeps continuing, people will stop coming. People will be like, boss, why do I want to go there if I have to only get disrespected and, you know, listen to Mazan ki gaalis and, you know, people will point fingers at me and say, कि मैं तेरे को बाहर मिलूंगा एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट एंड दैट इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड ऑन अ फील्ड बिकॉज अंडरस्टैंड एवरीबडी इज पुटिंग इन अ लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट इररिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ द लेवल दे आर प्लेइंग एट आई मीन आई अंडरस्टैंड दिस दैट यू नो यू माइट बी अ बेटर प्लेयर एंड यू माइट वॉन्ट टू यू नो हैव अ लॉट ऑफ fun and you know there is a little bit of banter all that is understandable the, but you being a better player does not mean that you know you'll disrespect your opponent because your opponent has also come there to put in an effort and is putting in an effort to the best of his or her ability
correct
that should not happen always respect opponents have a lot of fun because it's not that we come there and we do not have fun I mean ask Munil ask other people who've been with us or ask people who were taking photographs this time at summer right if you ask all of them I was also saying a lot of things to a lot of different people but everybody was enjoying it everybody was also laughing at it and everybody knew it's all in fun it's all banter it's all musti I mean we lost the cricket match in a super over right
yeah I remember
when
well,
that
yes.
when ideally that super over should have been repeated
true
I mean there should have been another super over but it's okay I mean the rules changed because of a session and all of that that's okay they had informed us fair enough and after the match in fact all of us congratulated the other team as well because it's important to have that respect
true
everybody is coming to play and sports is something which binds you together sports is something which does not really look at anything does not look at I don't know I mean your age does not look I mean I'm 36 right now but I go there and I play with 22 23 year olds right
true
and in some cases I'm probably also faster than them
true
and that's okay because it's a field yes. I am putting in all the effort I can put in similarly the other guys are putting in all the effort that they can put in and if this happens inside Mica gradually you'll see that the people who are coming to play will also be respectful
correct all I mean it's our things, responsibility to build an atmosphere where everyone exactly. feels welcome
exactly hmm. exactly and have fun yaar it's such a good event it's such a fun event getting all of those people together like-minded people together because everybody is there to play
certainly it's around 200 above people of the same across the same age group from different colleges coming together, sharing a similar interest
exactly people are I mean some cases people know that they are not good but they're still there because they want to play
yes,
right
yes
I mean imagine the NM team which won football in 2019 did you see them play basketball
no I haven't been there
they so that those guys had just come to play football but they played basketball because their match was against us and a few of them had played against us in the final the previous year in football
yeah
Nitin their captain and all of that so of course there was that mutual respect they knew some of us and all of that and they still played none of them had ever played basketball a couple of them were playing in slippers Imagine, just because they said that boss, this game should happen.
That's beautiful.
And it was very funny, their football captain Nitin, he was dribbling and moving forward very slowly because of course our guys were also aware that these guys do not play and not that our guys were very brilliant at that time. We had only 12 people, so very few knew had actually played. And then he held the ball, he looked around for a bit, decided that there is no one to pass to and then he started dribbling again and it was so funny to watch and so cute to watch because he had no idea what he was doing it was brilliant but then you know you can't take an incident like this and then start jeering the guy and you know start taking his case ki abhe kya kar raha hai ye wo and all of that
fair enough
right so I mean it was a lot of fun so and that happened because they had that respect for us we had that respect for them they knew that fair we lose definitely lose but theek hai let's just go let's just play that's fine right
I think we as a Mican community can take up this opportunity to you know extend an apology for what has happened or the general tendency that colleges have seen at summer this time. So yeah, a big sorry to all of them.
Ha, and it's only a few people, right? It's
yes,
not,
yes.
I mean, people like, the entire scam gang and all of the people like Ninad and all of those people who were there at the field supporting you and volunteers and all, they were all very nice.
Yeah.
Only, and I noticed this, that it was only the people who were not playing any sport.
Yes.
Mostly, I mean, not playing any sport and were just there on campus, you know, to watch summer and all of that. They were doing this most of the time. There's no need. Just enjoy it, yeah. Enjoy something that's happening on campus.
I hope this can be employed in 2021 summer.
हाँ, of course, यार, सब हो जाएगा. ऐसा कुछ है नहीं. And of course, we'll all be back. It's a lot of fun.
I mean, immediately we can't be back.
हाँ, of course.
Yeah, I think 2022, hopefully, we'll see that place again.
Oh yes, of course, we'll be there. Playing
so,
multiple sports.
All right, Appu, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for this, yeah. Thanks for this. It was quite nice.
Great. So
yeah, good fun.
I hope the quarantine ends well on a good note and PPFC comes back to its glory again.
Oh yes, yeah. I'm missing sports.
So all the best and thank you.
Thanks, Ashish. Thanks a lot, yeah.
Bye.
Good fun. Bye.